Okay, this is very good. Olive and Heifetz Bone Benetton. Olive Coco, so you do us about land. So when we know that there's certain real estate, switching to real estate now that belongs to an individual or people, afishin at the tachas at a heron, even if that property is in possession by somebody else, when the chesas by land, we assume that it belongs to the original owners. Kate said, what's an example? Reuven's using a courtyard in the way that people normally use a courtyard. Darba, maskir lachem, bonim sosar. For instance, he lives there, he rents it out to others, he builds buildings and tears them down. And after a period of time, Shimon comes, v'tana lov, he makes a claim. No, this chacha belongs to me. And I rented it to you, or I lent it to you. Reuven, and Reuven says back to him, Shocho, it was yours, but you sold to me, you gave it to me as a gift. So if the Shimon doesn't bring witnesses who testify that it belonged to him, Reuven makes it, takes a shua, and he can get take back the chatzah. But if Shimon brings witnesses that testify that the chatzah belongs to him, it's considered in Shimon's rishus. It belongs to him. But Reuven, we say to Reuven, we say to Reuven, bring a proof that it was sold to you, that you sold to him. If no proof was given, we take it away from him, and we give it to Shimon. Even though Reuven does not acknowledge Shimon's claim that it belonged to him, because Shimon has Edom to buttress his claim. Medbar Mormon says, apply Shimon Tzrich and Reuven Lahavi Raya. So when does Reuven have to bring a proof that he required the field, that he owned the field, or that he needs to leave the field? Right? It's when he didn't use the property for a period of extended period of time. About him having eaten shakapera sakarka shloshanim tzupos v'nene bekula kederachin kolamos sakarka. But let's say Reuven brings witnesses testify that he ate produce in the field for 3 years straight and he enjoyed it just like a person normally would. V'hu shi'a esher levanim rishon mashiyotu b'zeh shehechti lo mikubo. And what it called? We know that the original owners would have the ability to know if someone took possession of the field and they didn't protest it. Mabino Sabiyan Reuven, we give it to Reuven. Yishra Reuven Heses Shemarchal Shimon Nasol Yiftar, and Shimon takes a Shuas Heses that Shimon sold the field and gave it to him, and he's off the hook. Why Meisha Omer Lo LeShimon? Could you say to him? Would you say to Shimon? Im Emesat the Tomash Lemaharta Lonasata. So if it's really true that you didn't go ahead and sell or give the field to Reuven, why was he using your field for year after year? You don't have any contracts to back up your statement, and you don't have like a rental agreement, for instance. You didn't protest. Now, let's say the plaintiff says, no, right? The word never got to me, because I was far away. Omrim, then we say back to him, impossible, you would not hear a word about your field after 3 years. Then, because that should have taken place, you should have protested in front of witnesses. But should have told those witnesses to report back that you're protesting that this person stole the field from me, and tomorrow you're going to bring them to court. Hol machisa, since you didn't protest, you basically lose out. But for instance, let's say there's a case where there's a war or some type of other infrastructure destruction between the place where Shimon is and the place where Reuven is. I feel Achlo Reuven Eser Shanim. Even if Reuven was in that field for 10 years, Mosino Sama Tachazedo. Then we take it away from Reuven because there's a Shimon and return to Shimon as Yachol Omer, because you could say Lo Yidati. There's no way Shimon could actually legitimately claim Lo Yidati Shem Mishdamish Rakami. Then I had no idea that he was making use of my field. Now let's say Reuven brings witnesses. What do you call it? That Shimon came every year. Oh, Malcolm says Shloshim Yom Pachos, and he stood in that area for 30 days or less. Only Shimon, then we say to Shimon, why didn't you protest when you came? You gave up your rights. Ton Shimon Bamar, let's say Shimon responded by saying, I was busy in the market. But I didn't know this guy was in my field. Then I raise your time. That's a good claim. Because what it called is possible the person will be occupied in the commercial business area for 30 days. Let's say 30 days went by and he didn't protest. Then he gives up his rights. The Rambam surmises you. It only applies to the villages. Because in the villages, people are very engaged in the business market. Why don't we say to Reuven, if it's true that you sold the property and gave it to him, why aren't you careful keeping the contract? Because the person is not careful keeping his contracts for a long period of time. The assumption is a person takes care of his contracts for a period of up to 3 years. Again, when you see a person as a protest, him, Shubin and Nizar, once he sees no one protests him after 3 years, then the person's not so careful with contracts, meaning he throws them away. Let's say Shimon issues a protest from a distant country. Why can't Reuven claim Yomar and say, "Lo shemati shemichabo"? I didn't hear that you protested that I should feel important for me to be careful with the contract. Because you can say to him, "Chaverecha, right? Because your friend is a friend, and his friend is a friend, and therefore, and we're going to assume that through this transmission of information, it'll get to you." And since you know that he lodged a protest within the 3 years, if you really had a contract, and you didn't take care of it, you lose out. Therefore, Shimon protests in front of witnesses. He says to him, don't utter any protest at all. This is not considered of any consequence at all. But if the Edom say on their own, witnesses say no, we will not say anything without this. This is considered a significant protest. Person will speak of something that he was not obligated to keep private. So too, if the original owner tells the witnesses, "Alto to you," right? They say to him, "Don't tell the person." Oh, she'amru heim atzman, or they say on their own, "Ein anu modino," so right that we don't. We will not let him know. Gamzu b'chal he is considered a good protest. Af b'she'im amodin oso, even if they didn't actually notify him specifically, modin him lachem, they tell others. Devarzei yagiyei elav, and normally speaking, the way people talk to each other, the information will get back to them. Halacha zayin, ketzan amachah. So what does this mean? What's a protest? Omer b'fnei shnayim, a guy, the owner says in the presence of two witnesses, shehumishta ploni shehumishtamish b'chatzerai, this person is using my chatzer or b'sadai, or my field, gazlan hu, he's stealing it, lost it, and also again, in the future, I'm going to bring them to court. You could also say that the property is rented out to him or is given to him as security for loan. And if this guy makes a claim that I sold him or gave it to him, I'll bring him to court. All these situations are reason, these are considered protests. Even if the protest takes place in a country with a person, in a different country where the person is actually holding onto the land. But if you just told them this guy who's using my field is a robber, that's not a protest. Sorry, Reuben Omer, Reuben can say, "Kishishamati." When I heard Amarti, I said to myself, "Shema Cherif Osi Bilvad." Maybe he's just making, giving my, basically, I'm slandering me. When he started to Mishtari, and that's why I wasn't careful with my the contract. A protest made in front of two witnesses is good. The kosvin, and we actually write it down on the contract. Even if they didn't say to write it down. Once he protested the first year, and it's and close to as to go back and protest again and again. But he can't have between each protest 3 full years. And that's why he's got to re-up the protest after every 3 years. And if he, what do you call, protested, and 3 full years went by, and only after 3 years he went protest again. In a machal, that's not considered a good protest. Let's say Reuven brings witnesses who say that Shimon, who's the owner of the field, right? Kavatz peros sada, he gathered zu, he gathered all the fruits of the field together, and the son of Lee, and he gave them to me. Tamar son of Reuven, the field stays in Reuven's hands. The field tan Shimon machal, even if Shimon makes a claim that he sold to him or nasano hayom, or gave it to him that day. Shilo machar nasan, because if he didn't sell it or give it to him. Reuven never used his field, no symbol of Perusea, and given him the produce. Finally, Tan Shimon, if Shimon makes a claim of Amar, MS Hayadabar, he says it's true that took place, Laperus or Rativ, right? And I sold him the rights to the field's produce, Shaloha Paris, the produce belonged to him, about Guflum Baharti, but the actual field was stuff and then sell him. Nemanis believe the Chosel Shimon goes back to Shimon, El Inkin up Reuven Fano Shalshanim, unless Reuven ate the produce in front of him for 3 years straight, below Michabel and in protest Kumosh. That ends Parak Yud Aleph, and we will continue with Parak Yud Beis next time.